Recently, at a video club in Lagos, the conversation between two customers, Ben and Dan, turned to women.
How can a woman be dragging my shirt? I will slap her and give her what I call my double silencer.
You really need to beat some women, you know, for their brains to function properly.
Ben and Dan's conversation is not unusual. Women's rights activists say it could have taken place anywhere in Nigeria, at any time or place. Research shows that many African males use violence as a way of controlling their homes. Some African men say it's a good way to tame an aggressive woman. But non-governmental organizations on women's rights in Nigeria strongly disagree with these views. They say domestic violence is assuming a disturbing dimension, which the government must resolve with legislation. Josephine Efa Chukuma is the executive director of Project Alert on Violence Against Women. She says economic and political matters in Nigeria have overshadowed domestic violence for too long.
There's a lack of a political will on the part of government to take action, an urgent action for that matter, to deal with the issue of domestic violence, because it's an issue that is still being trivialized, left in the back burner. Can you be talking of domestic violence? It's a private matter, you know. It's something between husband and wife. We have much more serious issue. We have resource control to talk about, Niger Delta issues to talk about. We have economic, you know, all those things. And then forgetting that we are first and foremost members of a family before we are members of a society, of a community, of a state. And as such, whatever happens in the family affects the society by and large.
Another development which seems to be taking a worrisome dimension is the acid bath of women by their husbands or lovers. The NGOs say the women are beginning to retaliate in a similar level of aggression.
Between 1990 and 2002, for instance, it was mostly women. 98% women being poured acid by boyfriends, husbands, you know. But because nothing was done, what we've been seeing in the last 3-4 years is that now women are also pouring men acid. But the point here is, if something had been done earlier on, when this problem started, why must we always wait until things assume frightening dimensions before we take action? Why can't we learn to try to nip things on the bud?
The non-governmental organizations say research shows that 1 out of every 5 Nigerian women have suffered physical, sexual or psychological abuse from men with whom they have emotional or blood ties. Some remain in abusive relationships for many years, sometimes due to ignorance about their rights to press charges or out of fear of the African tradition, which does not support the reporting of domestic issues to law enforcement agents. The NGOs say women who do press charges often complain of the police trivializing their cases. In reaction to that allegation, a public relations officer of the Nigerian police, Bode Ojajani, says the force is made up of Africans who cannot act outside African values.
You cannot totally rule out the African factor, because Africa, we have a culture. Africa has a culture. And it's not everything you bring in foreign approach.
This position is not acceptable to women's rights activists, who are of the opinion that there should always be a clear-cut demarcation between human rights and tradition. Angela Dwamena Abuaje is the executive director of the ACK Foundation, a women's rights NGO.
Every nation has their own culture, but again, there are choices to make. Would you let culture override the right to life, the rights for people to walk in freedom from violence? I think any culture that promotes violence must be examined, must be interrogated, and must be challenged.
Nigeria's ruling People's Democratic Party, the PDP, insists it's doing its best to incorporate women into the implementation of its policies and programs. It says it would gradually take steps into the tackling of domestic violence. However, the non-governmental organizations which are searching for speedy solutions to domestic violence say the situation in Nigeria is playing out the patriarchal nature of every African setting, which encourages male dominance. They insist that male dominance must be nipped in the bud with a legislation that ensures respect for women's rights. For the VOA Africa, Jacqueline Ogo, reporting from Lagos, Nigeria.